Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
10 minutes now after 5 o'clock, hour number three of our program, brought to you by DePetro's Pharmacy. Lots of services that will benefit you. Free delivery, free mail prescription service anywhere in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The new PillBox program, a complete database of discounts that they offer on generic drugs. All of it on their website, DePetroPharmacy.com, or you can give them a call, 570-209-7440. So we're spending a lot of time talking about Texas because I think it's an important issue. It's a big, big story, and I think there are a lot of mistakes that were made and a lot of information that we need to learn from. Now, of course, that entire community is ripped to shreds. Two of the most emotional stories that I ever covered in my life were, of course, September 11th and the one image that burns in my mind forever is when we went up to a park and ride parking lot in the Poconos, where a lot of people worked in New York City, and they parked their car and got on a bus and went into New York City. And there were cars there that the people never came back to. They were the people that died in the World Trade Center. And just thinking about, you know, the people that own those cars and that they would never come back, just amazing. And then Pat Devaney, New York firefighter, taking us to ground zero, just amazing, hard stuff. But the second story was TWA Flight 800, Montoursville, when the kids went on the field trip to France and the plane crashed. And Montoursville was just ripped apart. That is the kind of assignment you don't want, because, you know, you want to go down and cover the story, but you don't want to be, you know, in people's faces. People don't want media, and yet you want to cover the story. Montoursville was just broken in pieces. Signs in stores and anything that people could do to try and help, they did. It was just, I'll never, ever, ever forget that. That was and I've covered, I mean, I did 30 years of TV. So that makes me think about Jake, number eight, KSAT. KSAT is one of the local TV stations in Uvalde, or covers Uvalde anyway. Apparently, there was just one person, we don't even know who it is, just one person, after this all happened, just decided to make 21 crosses with the names of all the victims and create a memorial there. Jake, whenever you're ready, KSAT Uvalde Memorial.
A show of love and respect for the victims of the Uvalde school shooting is growing by the hour. People have left flowers and balloons outside the school where 21 people, including 19 children, died at the hands of that gunman. The memorial also includes 21 handmade crosses that have been getting a lot of attention. Katrina Weber joins us live now. Katrina, those crosses have also been a pretty big source of emotion as well.
Well, that is right. We have seen people doing everything from kneeling down and praying to crying, of course, tears just flowing. Also, this memorial growing by the hour as people continue to stream in here. Now, they've mostly been gathered around those 21 crosses you see there. Each one of those contains the name of one of the 21 people who died in that shooting here. A number of balloons, flowers, and candles also part of that memorial. This started springing up late last night. I did talk to a DPS trooper who had spent the night here. He says he saw the person who brought those crosses in, a local man who spent all day yesterday, starting about 8 o'clock in the morning, making those crosses, painting them, and then finally bringing them out here late last night to place them in the ground. And now, again, we can see someone walking up right now with a bouquet of flowers to put them down. A lot of the people who have come here, especially early this morning, are relatives of the people, mainly the children who have died. And I did speak to one man earlier who actually lost two relatives, a boy he called his step-grandson and then his niece's daughter. He was very tearful, of course, and just had an expression of thanks and gratitude to the people of this community and people all around the world for the love and support that they have shown. But he says that he is heartbroken, and he feels like when his step-grandson especially died, he was especially close to that young boy, that a piece of him died as well. Reporting live in Uvalde, Katrina Weber, KSAT 12 News.
Yeah, I keep looking for information here that will tell us how we can help, and I don't know how we can help. And I don't want to hear, I don't want to get any more of these texts that say thoughts and prayers are worthless. Because, and I understand, thoughts and prayers alone are worthless. Because, as I said yesterday, faith without works is dead. So you can say, I'm praying for you, but if there's any tangible way that we can help, and I think one of the tangible ways that we can help is by talking about this whole issue. What do we do so it doesn't happen again? Because forgive me, mea culpa, maxima culpa. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. This is going to be a big story for a little while, then it will just move on to another story, right? It happens all the time. And so for the next 2 weeks, you will hear every lawmaker on the planet screaming about how this time we're going to make a difference. And the teachers will go back in September and nothing will happen. There'll be nothing. Where it'll be? It'll be in a committee. We're doing a feasibility study, a committee. You know what a committee is? I learned this when I was in Harrisburg. A committee is one person who has a problem and can't make a decision on how to solve it. So they put together a team of about 20 people to study the solution so that all together they can say, we don't have an answer either. That's a committee. So I'm thinking to myself, what can we do? If you ever saw my desk, it's probably 8 inches thick of letters and stuff that I've received from people who have all kinds of problems, from housing to medical problems to insurance problems, just saying, can anybody help? Because I've gone here, there, and the other place, and I just don't know where to turn. And I do my best to try and get to them as I can. But there are problems that just need to be solved, and we just need people to solve them. It is just so. Anyway, back to the solution. Jake, soundbite number two. Connecticut Congressman Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, held a news conference today talking about how that's it. I don't care what. This time we're going to make a difference. Listen to his news conference.
We are not going to allow this to become the new normal. We are not prepared to allow our schools to continue as killing fields. We are not prepared to allow the gun lobby and the gun industry to continue to run this town and this place. We are never, ever going to give up until we make our schools, we make our shopping malls, we make the streets of this country a safe place to live and work. We are never, ever giving up until we win this fight. And this is a choice. This is not inevitable. This is not unchangeable. We are the only country in the world in which our kids go to school wondering whether they will survive the day, right? My fourth grader yesterday had to have conversations all day at school with his classmates that no child, that no 10-year-old should have to have. And he is forced to have those conversations with his friends about where they will hide, about where they will run, because of decisions that are made in this place. Yeah. and we're going to change those decisions. We are going to do two things. First, we are going to extend a hand of partnership to those who have been sitting on the sidelines, to those who have chosen to side with the gun lobby, and we are going to offer them a seat at the table. Right? Today, we will be engaged in bipartisan conversations to try to find a path forward to make our streets safer, to make our schools safer. And our goal and our hope and our belief is that we can find that common ground and that we will be facilitated in finding that common ground by a popular uprising of citizens who are going to make clear that if you don't do the right thing here, you aren't coming back here. But if we don't succeed, we're having votes. We're putting people on the record, right? One way or the other, we're going to have a debate here. We are going to force people to tell America which side they are on, right? So we are going to work our tails off to try to get that compromise. But we are not going away. We are not being silent. And let me just say this before I turn this over to my brilliant colleagues. I know this is a moment where a lot of people feel a sense of hopelessness. I know folks feel this moment of deja vu, where we've been here over and over and over again. I'm looking at so many of my friends here from Sandy Hook, and I don't know how they sort of get up every single day and go back to work in this movement. But what I also know is that the great social change movements in this country, the ones that you read about in the history books, right, they don't succeed in a year or 2 years. They often take time. Sometimes they take a decade or more. Sometimes they get met with these huge obstacles, these setbacks, but they are so confident in the righteousness of their cause. They are so confident that the status quo will finally break that they never, ever give up, and we are never, ever giving up. Thank you, moms.
Okay, now someone texted and said, don't pick on him. At least he's trying. And my opinion is that he is a political hack, that he will say what is politically appropriate at the time to win the people's applause and get the crowd. So let me take you back to Chris Murphy, 2020, when the big cause in the Democratic Party was defund the police. Remember that? Jake, soundbite number three, 2020 bill to eliminate cops in schools.
All new for you tonight at 11. Police shouldn't be in schools. That thought coming from Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy.
Now, he, along with three other lawmakers, are introducing a bill that would pave the way to get officers out of schools. Channel 3 Eyewitness News reporter Matthew Campbell takes a closer look.
Well, Mark and Aaron, we've gotten familiar recently with the term defund the police. In many cases, it means diverting some of the funding to other areas, and that's what this proposal is calling for. But it also really does seem to call for getting police out of schools.
Senator Chris Murphy is joined by some of the more progressive Democrats. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representatives Ayanna Pressley and Ilhan Omar when introducing the Counseling Not Criminalization in Schools Act. In it, Murphy is quoted saying, police shouldn't be in schools. There are plenty of better ways to ensure that our schools are safe places to learn. He argues several points, saying students get arrested for minor things. He says Black and Latino kids are disproportionately affected by those arrests.
Coming from the inner city schools myself, I could see that point being made.
Some parents understand, but the majority of the thousands responding on his Facebook post don't. They worry about school safety.
We're living in a scary world, so never know when they will be needed.
Before becoming a senator, Murphy was a congressional representative for Newtown during the Sandy Hook tragedy. Murphy references it, writing, in Connecticut, in the wake of a horrific school shooting, many schools hired police officers to enhance the peace of mind of parents. But now we have plenty of evidence to show that there are far better ways to ensure kids' safety and that these police officers are contributing to a civil rights crisis that we must address.
I think it's up to the schools to just decide how they're going to protect their students and what's the best way to do that. And I think there's a lot of options out there, but certainly there is statistics and data to support that taking officers out of schools lowers arrests in schools.
Parents we spoke with tonight agree but couldn't commit to the idea of removing officers completely.
I haven't seen the data that backs that up, that makes sense for them to leave. I'm not sure, but I'm like 50-50 on it.
Now, who knows if this will pass? It was just introduced today, but if it did, not only would the bill divert federal funding away from supporting officers in schools, it would also support local agencies that want to terminate their contracts with police departments as well. Matthew Campbell, Channel 13 News.
That, in my definition, is being a political hack. You say what the audience wants to hear at the time. Defund the police? Oh, we have a great thing. You'll love it. You want police up? Oh, we're gonna put the pressure on. We got to harden our schools. Whatever people want to hear, we'll get something done. 25 minutes after 5, we'll be right back. And your Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, there will be a few showers developing after 9 o'clock. The overnight low will be 60. Friday, showers and thunderstorms possible. High temperature will be 75. Saturday, partly sunny, few spotty showers, low 75. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, high 82. And on Memorial Day, and I hope you'll be going to a Memorial Day service, it is going to be hazy, hot, and humid, and the temperature is going to hit about 90 degrees. Just before we take the break here, I want to remind you, Bet Parks has a special odds boost promo for tonight's Game 5 Western Conference Finals for all customers, Dallas at Golden State. All you have to do is go to the Bet Parks app, click on Boosts, the Bet Park Get Even Odds Boost. Bet that one player will score more than 30 points in Game 5 tonight and get odds of plus 100. That's even money. Do it now. Go to the app or betparks.com for this odds boost for tonight's game. Again, it is that simple. You get even money on this odds boost. You bet one player will score more than 30 points in Game 5 tonight and get odds of 100. That's even money. You must bet before 9 o'clock tonight before the game starts. You don't need to pick the player. You don't need to pick the team. Number of points. You bet that one player will score more than 30 points tonight, and your odds are plus 100, which is indeed even money. Website has terms and conditions and restrictions that apply. And don't forget, you have to be 21 in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And as always, if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLE. All right, now we're going to take a break here for headline news. And we've got a whole bunch of people that have been on hold and they are very patient. And on the other side, we're going to try and get to a couple of things that we talked about yesterday. Caller suggested that we research something called the Violence Project, which I did, which I will steer you to. Go to the website, read Violence Project, wealth of information. Right. Number two, we had a caller that steered us to a book called The Assassination Generation, which is about the influence of very violent video games on people who are very susceptible to them. Not that every video game is wrong, but the people who are very susceptible to committing violent acts are somehow being groomed by a lot of these violent video games. Very, very powerful stuff. So hopefully that's coming up. We'll be right back on WLK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Twenty-five minutes now before six. Is that from Sergeant Pepper's? What is that?
That is.
Must be a George Harrison, yeah, sitar song. Yeah,
within you, without you.
Ah, there you go. Frank. Okay, now I get it. Yes, yeah, so 55 years ago, the Sergeant Pepper's album came out. That's why some of the music is coming on today, because Jake knows his music. Now, don't forget, tomorrow is our Friday before Memorial Day. And as always, we are going to invite you to call and talk about the American heroes in your family, because we're going to honor our American heroes that are fallen for our safety. Don calling from Pittston. Hello, Donald.
Boy, oh boy, Frank, I've been following this thing inch by inch on it. This is getting ugly. They said the grandparents and the mothers and fathers are going in for their kids. The cops wouldn't go in. Oh, boy.
I'd go. I would. If that was me, I'd be going in, too.
I would, too. Where are the cops? Right. Oh, my God. Police force. At least don't run if you see a guy with a vest. I mean, get some veterans there or something. This is sad. I mean, I don't mind putting cops there if they do their job.
I mean, you're right. The more you hear, the more confusing and sad it gets. And when they finally say that it was a Border Patrol guy that killed him, I'm thinking, a Border Patrol guy? Where were the police?
Well, even if the police went in with the grandparents, like if me and you went in and got our grandchildren, they said, well, you guys got to go along. It's okay. Well, I don't get that. I don't know. I got, there's issues here. This thing needs to be investigated.
Without
it's going to take a couple of weeks.
Oh, without a doubt, you're right. I mean, it's a mess. Even the unlocked door is heartbreaking.
How do you let a grandmother go in there without no protection to get a kid? This is crazy. I don't know, Frank. Let's not jump conclusions. You know, the media was on CNN and some other reports that the parents and the grandparents were going in with no protection. That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
So let's just pray to God we straighten this mess out for future. It doesn't happen again.
I agree. I agree with you. Always a common sense there. Joseph from Berwick on Texas. What's up, Joe?
Hello, Frank. Hey, there are a couple of things I wanted to comment on that. Number one, it's very sad to hear of the number of young men in particular from certain communities who keep getting in trouble. And these so-called advocates, instead of taking notice and saying, hey, maybe there's a problem here, they keep crying racism. And all they're doing is they're enabling more of this behavior. And they know there's a problem. They just don't have the integrity to be honest about it. The other thing I wanted to comment on, Frank, you know, as we learn more and more about how efficient the response was, you know, such as why when there was a shooting near a school, why wasn't it, when it was reported to 911, why wasn't every school in the immediate area just locked down automatically? Why don't we have a system in place like that? And we don't even have people asking these questions. We have the buffoonery of like the president of Mexico saying, oh, you need more gun laws, you know, a place where they have no law, period. And it's very obvious, Frank, that what goes on, you know, in these areas where the people who think like this have political control and they control the police forces and whatnot, why there's so much just unending crime and victimhood and you know, deficiency of that in those areas, and why we can't let them control this narrative. We need people on our side to step up with better ideas, because if they control the narrative, I mean, we see what's going to happen. They're like we just said, you had that man on who sits there. He knows there's a real problem with young men from these communities identifying with criminal behavior and acting upon it. He knows that. He just doesn't have the integrity to admit it. So he turns around and says, oh, the law enforcement is racist. Well, then you give up your law enforcement detail that you have as a senator, because obviously they're racist, so give up your Secret Service protection if that's the case.
I hear you, Joseph. The doctor that called earlier said that our corrections officers are way overtaxed, that they are not properly supported. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're not properly supported. They're not properly led, and that's the next thing that's going to happen. We always used to say, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And unfortunately, when it happens and there's another riot somewhere, people are going to get hurt, a lot of innocent people, and then they're going to hold these hearings and they're all going to come out and say, oh, well, we should have seen this. Well, guess what? The CEO saw it. Certain administrators saw it. But when they said something to the wonderful and bright people in Harrisburg, they said, oh, no, that's not the case. You just don't understand what's going on. So Harrisburg's been told, Frank. They really don't care. And unfortunately, so many politicians, including Republican politicians, when I've gone and talked to some of them, they'll listen for about the first minute and their eyes just glaze over. They really don't want to hear it.
Right. I know. Just kick the can down the road. Thanks for calling, Joe. 20 minutes before 6. We'll be right back. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, a few showers developing after 9. The overnight low tonight will be 60. Friday, showers and thunderstorms possible, high 75. Saturday, partly sunny, few spotty showers, low 75. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, high 82. And Memorial Day, hazy, hot and humid, up to 90. Hovering around 69, 70 degrees right now. Cloudy, quarter to 6. We're in the last couple minutes here on this Thursday here on WILK. And let's get back to the phones. John is calling about the media. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, Frank. I know it's not a solution, and it's a little too late now, but can you remember one of the first, really big mass school shootings? Maybe it was Columbine. The media played it out for a month. They exploited it for every penny they could get. They immortalized the scumbags that did the shooting. They made them famous. That's all you heard for like a month was this school shooting. Could you imagine... You know, this was a terrible incident, you know, in a community. Could you imagine if they squashed the story? You know, just kept it local. Because after that shooting, it was like a new fad. Kids wanted to get famous, and we started having shooting after shooting. And you're going to get famous. You know, that's the way to do it. School shooting.
Now, that's interesting you say that. Thank you for calling. I want you to hear this. Yesterday, John from Freeland called and steered me to something called the Violence Project. The Violence Project is a database of mass shootings in the United States, okay? And they do all kinds of research on who the shooters are. And they have a one-hour podcast or a webinar or something, and I pulled just a chunk of it from some of their research. Jake, it is soundbite number 6, Violence Project. Just listen to this, and listen, John mentioned Columbine. Just listen to what they have to say.
So, we have analyzed the lives and the life histories of mass shooters and mass school shooters. Also, using data from David's K-12 school shooting database, we've also looked at cases that didn't reach that threshold of a mass shooting in a school building, but came very close, meaning that a student came to school with the intention of perpetrating a mass shooting, but for whatever reason, it never rose to that threshold. taking over 130 cases over that time period in the database, we've been able to identify some commonalities around the pathways to violence for school shooters. So just some things to kind of keep in mind as we move forward. These types of events tend to occur in public schools. Now, there's lots of reasons why that might be the case. Is it a resource issue? Is it a class size issue? Is it a socioeconomic status issue? I think all of that could be to be pointed to, but it's just recognizing that these do tend to occur in public schools. The perpetrators are themselves school children. That's really the most important thing to think about here. School shooters are school children. They're insiders, not outsiders. That has important implications for intervention because it's not necessarily something we can lock out of our schools, because these are the same individuals who are walking through the school building and the safety procedures every single day of their lives. They tend to be young men. In fact, the average age for school shooters is about 15 or 16 years old. They often have a disciplinary record or a history of violence, and many have also experienced some form of bullying. Jill, a little bit later, is going to talk more on the details of the mental health warning signs, but I just want to emphasize something in terms of trends with school shootings. School shootings tend to occur in the morning. This is important because often many of the steps we take to mitigate these shootings, active shooter drills and things, don't usually take into account the idea that the school might not be in full session when a shooting occurs. So we've had instances, for instance, where shootings have occurred before even anyone's even taken the register for attendance that day, and people are even in their regular classroom spaces. The most common day for a school shooting of this type is the 20th of the month. That actually speaks to the contagion aspect of the Columbine shooting. Columbine became a blueprint for many school shooters, and because that occurred on the 20th of April, many school shooters copycat that date. And in terms of the most common times for shooting to occur, it's usually at those transition periods in the school calendar, at the beginning of the school year, just after winter break, or toward the end of the school year. And we feel that there's maybe a correlation there because these are particularly stressful times in the lives of young people where there's a lot of things up in the air.
Now, I shared that clip with you because if you really want to kind of get an understanding of this, go to that website. It is called the Violence Project. There is a database there of information, and there is the one-hour webinar. And it is fascinating. And I want to thank John from Freeland who steered me to that yesterday. Now, a couple more things. First of all, Ted Cruz, who is the senator from Texas, was at a memorial service last night where he was confronted by a reporter from Sky News. Now, Sky News is from England, and it got a little testy. Jake, soundbite number 4, Ted Cruz and Sky News. Listen. All right. The computer is overloaded. I've given them. Oh, Jake, if you get it, yell. If you don't, I understand. But we got lots of stuff going. You got it? Okay. Ted Cruz and Sky News.
There are 19 sets of parents who are never going to get to kiss their child goodnight again.
Is this the moment to reform gun laws?
You know, it's easy to go to politics.
But it's important. It's at the heart of the issue.
I get that that's where the media likes to go.
No, it's not. It's where many of the people we've talked to here like to go.
The proposals from Democrats in the media, inevitably, when some violent psychopath murders people.
A violent psychopath who's able to get a weapon so easily. 18-year-old with two AR-15s.
If you want to stop violent crime, the proposals the Democrats have, none of them would have stopped this.
But why does this only happen in your country? I really think that's what many people around the world just, they cannot fathom. Why only in America? Why is this American exceptionalism so awful?
You know, I'm sorry you think American exceptionalism is awful.
I think this aspect of it.
You get your political agenda.
No, it's
God,
honestly,
God love you.
Senator, it's not. I just want to understand why you do not think that guns are the problem.
Why is this just an American problem?
It is just an American problem, sir.
Mr. Cruz, why is America the only country that faces this kind of mass shooting?
But you can't answer that. You can't answer that, can you, sir? You can't answer that. Why is this
country? Why is it that people come from all over the world to America? Because it's the freest, most prosperous, safest country on earth.
It may be the freest, it may be the most
popular. Why are our kids dying in
Now, that's something that someone brought up yesterday, too. Why does it only happen in America? So I was asked to research it. So I went to a government database. Does the United States have more mass shootings than other countries? Exactly how mass shootings in the United States compared to those in other countries is a disputed subject. In a publicized study released in 2015, the group Crime Prevention Research Center compare the annual number of mass shooting deaths per million people in the United States to that of all other countries. And we ranked number 11. Number one was Norway. Number two was Serbia. This is for the number of people killed in mass shootings. Number three was France. Number four was Macedonia. Number five, Albania. Number six, Slovakia. Number seven, Switzerland. Number eight, Finland. Number nine, Belgium. Number 10, the Czech Republic. Number 11, the United States. Number 12, Austria. The Netherlands, Canada, England, Germany, Russia, and Italy. So, just to balance this, we have more people that die in mass shootings over the years, but we are not the only country that has mass shootings. And so it gets just a little bit complicated there. But, Ted Cruz really got confronted by the British there. And I think, there's a really interesting question there that the reporter brought up. And he said, why don't you think that gun control is the issue? Because it seems to be what people are talking about. And it is in this audience, too. People are talking about gun control, but it is diametrically opposed. I have teachers that have been texting me nonstop saying, take the guns away. Ban the AR-15s, ban the assault weapons, background check, gun control, gun control, gun control. And I have the other side that is saying absolutely doesn't work, enforce what we have on the books right now. These things don't work. What we really need is counselors. What we really need is people to find out who the nuts are and, get them off the street, that it's not the gun, it is the person. And so we have America that is divided over this issue. And the danger of that is that means that probably nothing's going to get done on this subject because we're just going to keep getting in each other's way. And something needs to be done. But I said this yesterday and I'll say it today and we'll probably say it again tomorrow. What is that? What can be done? What tangible, practical thing can be done right now? And the only thing I can see right now is to make sure that we have our police officers guarding our schools, our doors locked, and every possible precaution that we can take right now, and then put pressure on our lawmakers to give the schools the money they need for counselors, psychologists, whatever, and more security. We'll see if it happens. 4:30 before 6. We'll be right back. Not only do I love that song, but I love that album, Sgt. Pepper's. 55 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. Okay, we are just about out of time. Just before I run out of time, I just want to remind you folks of two things. First of all, if you have a graduate and you are looking for a computer as a graduation gift, only one place to go, and that is the Computer Shop in 44th. My place where I go, where I get my stuff fixed, where they have taken care of us, where I have had problems that I think couldn't be solved with a computer and other things, and they solved them. And one thing that was just broken beyond compare, and Tom took me back to his showroom, and I bought a computer, and I've never looked back. It's been great. They have a hot computer sale going on right now. They have all kinds of specials. All you have to do is give them a call or go in to visit them, and they will take care of you and your college-bound senior. Family-owned and operated, Computer Shop is the place to go. Make sure you go. 570-283-1405, and make sure you tell them Frank Andrews sent you. Now, tomorrow's going to be a pretty interesting contrast. From an 18-year-old who went in and shot up an elementary school to 18-year-olds in the greatest generation that stormed the beaches of Normandy to rescue a world. Friday of Memorial Day, and we will be talking about American heroes, and we will invite you to call. Jake will have all the special music, and we will be talking about different elements of Memorial Day, and we'll be inviting you to call and tell us about the service that's going on in your community. Thank you for joining us. Ben Shapiro coming up next. We'll be back here tomorrow at 3. I'm Frank Andrews. This is WILK.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.